this one.
Tell
here.
Him it'll be a few minutes.
Oops, I'm sorry.
So check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, check 1, 2. Working out the last of our technical difficulties here. We should be starting pretty soon. 2, 3. Hey. Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello, check. Testing 1, 2. Test. Check 1, 2. 2, 3. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Hello. Good morning. Check. Hey. 2, 2. Table mics. Hey. Check 2. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Hello. 1, 2. Check. Check. 2, 3, 1. Down the line, is what you, okay, 2, good. Check 2. Hey. 2, 3. Check. 1, 2. And 1, 2. And check the handheld, 1, 2, hey. Okay, you're good. Should be on. Hello.
Well, you guys have sorted out that one. Okay. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Registry Services Update. My name is Krista Papik, and I'm the Director of Registry Services. So for today's agenda, we're first going to start, I'm going to start off by taking you through a review of the way the industry's been growing. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the Registry Services team and what our overall responsibility is. our responsibilities are. And then I'm going to get into the three primary work streams that we have and how those relate to registries and how we support you. And then we'll open it up for questions and answers. So the domain name, as we all know, because we're living it together, the industry is growing very quickly, and it's changing the landscape. This graphic here represents what it's going to look like as a result of this round of introducing GTLDs. If you notice, the dark blue dots represent GTLDs from previous rounds. Can everybody hear me okay? Okay. A little louder. Okay. Wow, I've never heard that before. So then the turquoise dots represent the GTLDs from the 2012 round that have been contracted. The white with gray circle dots represent the remaining TLDs that there are to be contracted for this current round. The yellow is just to see if you guys are paying attention. Good job. This line here is really just a different representation of what I just showed you, but to kind of show how quickly the growth is happening. So the dots, you can see how many, you know, how big it is, and this one shows you the speed at which things are growing for everybody. So ICANN and you, we're all working on this together, but we're adapting to meet this growth and to scale to meet the changes of the industry. One of our overall, the organization's overall strategic goals is operational excellence. And from the global domains division perspective, and where the registry services team fits in, we have two main things that we're doing to feed into this operational excellence. One is the services team, which is, you know, really the relationship and engagement team and supporting the registries as we're all going through this growth period. And the other piece is operationalizing the things that we do for you so that they are, we're performing the work, we're optimizing the performance of the work. So making things more efficient and to scale them so they can go more quickly to handle the scale or the volume. So next I'm going to talk about the team that supports you, which is the Registry Services and Engagement Team. So to support this growth and the diversity, so the growth is not just about the numbers, it's also about diversity. We we used to have the registry operators in just a couple of countries, and now we have them in many countries around the world. So what we've done is we've put a team in place to support that growth. They are primary workplaces are in the three different hubs that ICANN has around the world, Los Angeles, Europe, and then the Istanbul office, and then the Singapore office. And this here depicts the support that, you know, the geographic or the geography that we support from those hub offices. So what do we do and how do we do it? So our primary goal is we're here to support the registry operators and prospective registry operators, so applicants that are, you know, still going through the process of, to get to contracting and delegation. The way that we do that is really by collaborating with you and continuously working with you to understand your needs so that we can feed that back into the company, ICANN the company. And we're really focused on building relationships with you so that enables that process of collaboration. The value that we provide, or that we're at least trying to provide, and I think that we're making significant strides there, and there's a lot of you that have been working with us as we've been building this out that are helping us understand how we can continue to provide value. We're really your advocates within ICANN. We're an access point to help you navigate ICANN. Many of you are new to this industry, and ICANN is not like anything probably anyone, but at least most people have ever seen, and understanding how to navigate that is not always easy, and so we're here to help with that. And even those of you that have been around a long time are familiar with this industry and how things work, because everything is so new and it's so different from the way we've ever, done it before, it's still you know, those folks still need help navigating ICANN as well. We're also your escalation point of contact. So we have processes in place to, the company has processes in place to for your interactions with us, but sometimes things don't work the way they're supposed to, or you might find yourself stuck. And so this team is the escalation point for registries and applicants. So registry services and engagement managers, we have two hats that we wear. One is the services part of our title, and it's really as a subject matter expert. So there's a lot of different things that you guys are required to do under your contract that require some sort of support mechanism that ICANN has to put into place. And so we're the subject matter experts for those things. And I'm going to drill down into these buckets as we go through the presentation to help put clarity around what that really means. We're also your regional engagement team, or regional engagement managers. So we're here to, that's really the relationship piece, and you know, it's also education, it's outreach, it's things like that. And ultimately, the combination of those two things ensures that you guys are successful and that we're successful as well. So our responsibilities, really fall, the three main work streams that we have are the services part, which is really we design, deliver, and implement different services. It is the, and I can give you an example. So once you've been delegated and you're ready to launch, you go through a TLD startup process where you submit your information. You needed a mechanism for doing that. The registry services team works to design what that mechanism should look like and then rolls that out. There was recently an addition of a specification 13 that required some modifications to the startup, the startup process. So it comes back to the registry services team to figure out how do we implement that, and we work, you know, to put that in place for you. On the engagement side, we just recently rolled out, and I'll talk about it a little bit more when I drill. I'm going to talk about each one of these buckets, but we're one-to-one relationship managers. So you have somebody that is dedicated to your either application if you're an applicant or registry if you're contracted to support you. And then policy implementation. So when policies come out of the GNSO that impact registries, somebody on the registry services team will be responsible for the implementation of that if there's one that's required. So for the first bucket, services. Again, you know, how we support the services is we identify when there's a new need for services, and a lot of times that comes from you guys. We then design the services, so how should this thing work, and how does it, you know, do we set it up so that it does what it's supposed to do? We work to implement it, and then we operationalize it. And what that means is that's where we work with our operation. We actually work with the operations team from the beginning, but once we've designed the service and we figured out how to implement it, we work with our operations team, the GDD operations team, to make that service scalable, a repeatable process, and to streamline it so it works efficiently or as efficiently as possible. And then we manage the life cycle. So back to the example about the specification 13, sometimes, as many of you know, products or services require some sort of refinement or additional things to be added to them. So that's part of the life cycle. So I know there's a lot of content on this slide, but when you download the slides, it might be a useful tool. So we break the services out into, on the left side of the chart here, into a few main buckets, and then within those buckets, we give you some examples of the things, or we give you a list of the things that fall within the bucket. So contracting, onboarding, launch programs, etc. On the right side of the screen, we've listed the tools that are out there to help you utilize these services or progress through these processes. So I'm going to touch on a few services that have been of interest to all of you and what we've been hearing from you. Hearing from you through some of the engagement activities we've had, as well as, you know, the cases that come in, the questions that we get, and the interactions that we have with you here. So we picked a couple that have been of high interest. So the first is the RCEP. So the RCEP, for those of you who may not be as familiar as others, it is the process that's established. It came from a consensus policy. It is the process that's established for registries to either add, modify, or remove approved registry services from your contract. That would be Exhibit A in the contract. What we've been hearing from you is that it's unclear how to actually submit an RCEP and how to go through the process. And some of you are more familiar than others because you've been through the process. But we understand that there's not as much clarity around how this works and how you engage with ICANN. We've also heard that the RCEP, and we've talked about this a lot this week with you guys in the various sessions, it could be further streamlined. And so before I go to the next slide, I also just wanted, this slide shows the number of RCEPs we've had over the past five fiscal quarters. There's a total of 60 RCEPs that have been submitted, and they've affected over 415 TLDs. So just to give you a sense, before this round of GTLDs, we used to get somewhere between 12 to 16 a year, and they were usually one per TLD. So the scale you can see is gone up quite a bit. Down here on the bottom graph, you'll see that these are the types of RCEPs we're getting. Two major buckets are two-character requests for the release of two-character SLDs that are required to be reserved. And the other big bucket is adding additional IDN languages or adding IDN languages for second-level registrations. So the current challenge that we're facing and that we're working to help meet some of the things we're hearing from you is that we need to scale the systems and processes to meet the growing demand. We've been doing quite a bit of work around that, and we've definitely gotten much better, but there's still more work to do, and we're actively working on that. We've also heard that it's confusing that you guys need clear communication of timelines and how things work and what the next step is and that type of information. So the things that we're doing to address these challenges are we're operationalizing the process of the RCEP process itself. So we work, again, back to my earlier comments, we work with our GDD operations team to make it just a more repeatable, streamlined process so things can travel through the process more quickly. We're also exploring, currently for an RCEP, you really interact with us in at least two different portals and potentially across email as well. So we're looking for ways to migrate that into one place, which is the GDD portal. We're also working to educate registries on how the RCEP process works. There is posted documentation on the site, but it's really not sufficient for what you guys need. So we've been doing some workshops where we spend a lot of time on this, helping people understand how the RCEP works. And then the thing we're doing to supplement that is we're building how-to guidance documents that we'll be posting by the end of the year, I believe, is the plan, that should help you understand how to step through the RCEP. The next area that we get lots of questions on and have a lot of interactions with registries is contract assignments. A contract assignment under the contract it basically comes in two different forms. One is a change of ownership of the registry, and the other is a change to a material subcontracting arrangement. It's another area where it's really unclear what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to interact with ICANN on that. Again, there's some stuff that's already posted, some information that's already posted on the ICANN website, but it needs to be more fulsome. And then people are also anxious to understand what the fees are for going through some sort of contract assignment. Here on the right, we show the contract assignments that we've had to date. If my math is correct, I think it's 46, and what type of requests they are. So the current timelines are, the current challenges are the processing timelines and the fees vary based on the type of request. So a change of ownership, to a between a related entity is very different than a change of ownership between entities that are different. Changing ownership to an entity that is already known to ICANN versus a change of ownership to an entity that ICANN has never seen before also can be very different. And the way we're addressing these challenges is educating registries again on the process and the timelines. We've been doing this through a lot of the outreach that we've been conducting. We have been encouraging registries, if you think you might be needing to request one of these, to engage with ICANN early so we can help educate you on the process and help you figure out the most efficient way and the quickest way forward based on the type of assignment you're trying to do. And then lastly, we're also building how-to guidance documents for you guys that we intend to post by the end of the year. So GDD Portal, another service that we've been working on for some time. The GDD Portal is basically the place where registries engage with ICANN, where you submit your requests, and where we track communication and our interactions with you. We've heard from you that you wanted us to implement a technical product manager, so somebody who really had oversight of the whole portal and could make sure that the enhancements and the features that we roll out are meeting the needs of registries. It's important for you to know, too, that the portal over the roadmap, we intend to also bring in registrars into the portal, and the portal will really be the GDD platform for communications with the people we need to communicate with. We've also heard that you want us to improve the usability and features of the GDD portal, and that registries really wanted to be involved in the beta testing and enhancements process. So like everybody else, you all have the same challenges, I think, within your own organizations. One of the challenges we have is there's always competing system priorities. We have other users and we have other things we're trying to roll out. And so getting everybody's needs met, they're always competing with each other. And then another challenge is getting clarity around the user requirements. So what we've been doing to address these challenges is we did, back in, I think it was April or May now, we did appoint a technical product manager for the GDD portal. Her name's Leanne Champagne, and actually she would be here this week, but she's at a conference for the big conference for the platform that we use, which is Salesforce.com, happened to be the same week as an ICANN meeting. I can't believe the Salesforce people did that. I'm sure this is on their radar. So the other thing that we've done is we established a portal working group back in, I think it was June, right around the London meeting, a users group where we've invited all of you and people that you work with and other registries to participate in helping us develop the enhancements and additional features. And that group has been doing some great work. They're doing beta testing for us. They're helping us, they're helping to help us design the way things look. And we just rolled out the first iteration of their work last Friday. So I think I've even gotten a couple emails from some of you saying that you love the new functionalities, which are largely related to sorting and views. Engagement. So there's multiple engagement channels, and as I touched on earlier, we just rolled out engagement with assignments for engagement managers and that one-to-one contact late last week. We're continuing to build out the engagement plan, and I expect all of this to grow as over time. But the first iteration of this, or the first launch of it, is really getting you guys those assignments, getting you somebody who is your engagement manager. But these are the different ways that we are currently engaging with registries. As I said, there were emails. Anybody who has an active application or is a contracted registry operator should have received an email last Thursday or Friday from their dedicated engagement manager introducing themselves and letting you know how you can get in touch with them. The way that we figured out the account assignments is we took the list, again, of active applications and of contracted registry operators and divided it up by true geography. So the team that's in the Los Angeles office handles the Americas and the Caribbean. The team that's in the Singapore office handles Asia, Pacific, and then Australia, New Zealand. And then the team that's in the Istanbul office is handling the Europe, Middle East, and Africa. We also tried, at least, to group together portfolios. So those of you that have multiple applications or registries, we attempted to give you one engagement manager. If for some reason that didn't happen, please reach out to me and we'll get that fixed. But the goal was to have it happen that way. And then lastly, we leveraged existing relationships. So some of you already have existing relationships with members of the registry team, so we wanted to take advantage of that where we could. The principles of engagement is the engagement manager is your relationship person. They're there to help you understand ICANN and how you engage with ICANN. They're an escalation point for you, so we have a whole lot of processes that you guys know are familiar with how to use. Sometimes you have questions that are not part of a process. They're just general questions. We encourage you to still please use those mechanisms that you have, which is either through the GDD portal, the applicant portal, or by submitting cases through the GDD portal. But should you find yourself in a situation where you aren't sure what to do about something, or you feel like you really need your engagement manager to help you, please feel free to reach out to them, and that's what they're there for. So in the message that was sent out last week, we also provided an escalation path. Your first point of escalation is your engagement manager, and I would encourage you, well, we've actually encouraged people to try and meet their engagement managers this week, and we're going to have them all come up here, or the ones that are attending this meeting come up in a little bit for the question and answer period. But, you know, they're your first point of escalation. Following that, I would be your next point of escalation. And then if I haven't been able to help you, my boss, Cyrus Namazi, who many of you probably know, it would be the next point of escalation. So on the engagement side, we received a letter. ICANN received a letter from you from the Registry Stakeholder Group and the NTAG, I believe, just before the London meeting. And we call it the GDD feedback letter. And as a result of that, we have been working with a group of registries to address the concerns that were expressed in that letter. The primary concerns that came out of that letter were implementing reliable and usable service platforms, designating an engagement manager to each registry and applicant, committing to service levels, reporting on our progress against those service levels, so metrics around the service levels and reporting of those metrics, improving communications, and then the improving the RCEP process. So we've been working with this group of registries to address all of these concerns, and that particular engagement is going very well, and we've been able to understand what your concerns were better, and we've also been able to react to those and address the majority of these. There's still a couple that are under development. The biggest one, I think a lot of this stuff will always, we're not going to stop improving or implementing reliable service platforms. We'll always do that. But the biggest outstanding item that we're still working through is the service levels. And we just actually had a meeting yesterday afternoon to go through the next phase of that. Another form of engagement is we have a traveling roadshow that has, we're having the roadshow in three different locations. Around the hub offices. The first one was in Los Angeles in September. We then went to Tokyo in September, and the next roadshow will be in Istanbul in November. So for the two shows we've already had, we've had over 100 employees. We've had over 100 attendees that were there, representing over 1,000 new GTLDs and applicants, or registries and applicants. And we also had some service providers there. Here's just a few pictures from the roadshow to give you a sense. So the roadshow it's not like an ICANN meeting. It's really a workshop where people are, as you can see in this bottom picture, on their feet, you know, doing exercises that help understand how the contract works, help understand how to use the RCEP, help understand how to do the assignment process, and things like that. The folks that have attended the roadshows have been, we've got really great positive feedback. The engagement with them has been fantastic. It's been It's a nice setting because it's more intimate than an ICANN meeting, so you get to know us better, we get to know you better. So this one here is from this one in the bottom is from the LA Roadshow. This is the participants engaged in an activity. This top right photo is from Tokyo, and they did all of their activities in Japanese, which was really kind of cool. And then down here in the bottom, this is my favorite picture actually. The exercises there are a little bit competitive, and so the tables each do the exercise, and whoever finishes first and correctly gets, you know, a prize. And there was a tie, so they Rochambeau'd in Japanese to get the prize. So we, part of the last day of the roadshow, we get feedback from you about the roadshow and about how ICANN is doing. And this is the feedback. We're taking that feedback and trying to put it into some sort of calculable fashion or calculable format. So we've gotten through the Los Angeles feedback on the roadshow itself, and this is meant to show you what the feedback was. So the green is keep it, that was great, it was perfect, you nailed it. The yellow is that was really great, but you need to just tweak it a little bit. And then the red is, yeah, we didn't really like that. Not loose, but lose. So the majority of the feedback was very good, and people generally just really enjoyed the engagement. We have a few quotes that we heard from participants. The first one is that this was a turning point in the relationship with ICANN. Another LA participant said that we really humanized ICANN. And a Tokyo participant told us that they've never before in their 14 years of attending ICANN seen something like this, and that they really liked it. Here's my advertisement for the Istanbul show. I would strongly encourage you to come. There is remote participation, but as you can see from some of the photos, it doesn't really work. It really is a workshop. It's the opportunity to engage with your industry colleagues can't be obtained from remote participation, and Istanbul is a great city. Policy implementation. So the third work stream that we're responsible for is, as I said, implementing the policies that registries that will affect registries. So when a policy comes out of the GNSO, ICANN takes a look at it. Sometimes they affect registries and registrars. Depending on who's most affected will dictate whether it goes to the registry team or the registrar team. The current policy implementation efforts that we are working on are the first one is actually managed by the registrar team, but it has an impact on registries, and it's the additional WHOIS information policy. The second policy implementation we're working on is the thick WHOIS policy, which is really transitioning all registries to thick WHOIS, and it is transitioning all registries to have the same specification for WHOIS, for the output of WHOIS, according to the 2013 RAA. And then the third policy implementation that's underway is the protection of IGO and INGO identifiers. So on the policy implementation side, just the ways that you can get involved is keep an eye out for implementation notifications from ICANN. So when you need to do something related to implementation, we send out a notification to let you know about it. Volunteer in the GNSO working groups that are developing policy. And then sometimes we have an implementation review team following the policy recommendations. And when there is an implementation review team, we encourage you to get involved in that as well. And then finally, attend the GNSO meetings and keep in touch with what's going on in that development so that you have a forward-looking, you can look forward into what might be coming down the road for you. So just a few final thoughts. As I said at the beginning, our goal is really to collaborate with you and find ways to support you and to work together with you. And the best way to do that is to get involved with us, to talk to us, and to work with us. And we encourage you to share your ideas on different things that we can do, ways that we can engage, how we can support you, where you think the information isn't there or it could be improved. And, we want to we want to help you, and we don't always know the best way to help you. So the more you can collaborate with us, the better we can help you. And with that, we're going to open it up for questions. And I just point out the additional GDD and their related sessions that are occurring over the rest of today and tomorrow. So if anybody has questions, we have a mic here at the front of the room. Actually, before we do that, I was going to invite the registry team up here. And they'll just introduce themselves real quick so you can see who they are. Not everybody could be here. I'm trying to have it be... we're trying to make sure we're cognizant of the budget. So we have all but two of the registry services team members here. They're going to come up here and we'll all take questions. Dennis, do you want to start by introducing yourself?
My name is Dennis Chang. I am the Services and Engagement Program Director and most recently the producer of the road show. I want to let you all know, those of you who've attended Tokyo and LA show, we have an alumni event at 6 p.m. in Malibu, not the city, but the conference room Malibu. So you're welcome to join us, and we'll have some more fun.
This is Ayşe Gültekçe. I am Registry Services and Engagement Manager. I am based in Istanbul.
Engagement Manager for Registry and Applicants in Asia Pacific. My name is Valerie, based in Singapore.
Hi, my name is Anne Yamashita. I'm based out of the LA office, and I'm also a Registry Services and Engagement Manager.
Hi, everybody. My name is Fabien Betremieux. I guess I'm based between France and LA, mostly involved with American applicants and registries. And I'm also in charge of the ThICUIS policy implementation. So if you have any questions about that, please reach out to me. There is a session tomorrow, as you've seen on the schedule.
My name is Krista Papik. We'd like to open it up for questions. If anybody has any questions that we can answer for them, please come forward.
Hello.
Does it work?
Thanks. Vladimir Shadronov with Dot Fans. So until recently, we were always encouraged to submit any questions that we have through the customer portal, right? The experience that we had with customer portal so far was, to my personal opinion, suboptimal, I would say. Meaning that usually it takes like 2 or 3 days to get an acknowledgement that something was submitted, and then a week or two to get any substantive response, even if it's a simple question. So do you guys think that's kind of a good standard of service? Do you have plans to improve it? Or, say, is your new relationship manager structure, is it supposed to address that and to improve that?
Thanks, Vladimir. One of the things that we're doing with the service level targets that we're working on, and this feeds into the engagement manager and how you use them as well, is we're putting together service level targets for customer service cases is just one example. Actually, let me take a step back. One, we would like you to continue to submit your cases through the portal. It is our customer relationship management system. It's how we can track things. We can track how they progress. We can, anybody who goes in and looks at your account can see the things that have transpired throughout the relationship with you. So we encourage you to still do that. We also realize that people would like to understand when they should expect a response, and so that's where the service level targets come into play. And the thing that we're working on with the registries, and anybody who wants to be part of that activity is welcome to join.
So we're working through that and establishing some service level targets, and we'll report on those. And then the next piece of that is with the engagement managers, if for some reason those targets aren't being met, or you, again, you feel like you're stuck, you would engage, you know, you would reach out to them and say, hey, I think I'm stuck. You know, this, it's been how many ever days, and we haven't heard back. Now I realize, so for right now, while we're working on the service level targets, if you feel like you're not, we're just sort of going to have to play it by ear a little bit until the targets come out, which I think will be very soon. I think we're getting pretty close on those. But if you do feel like you're stuck right now without a guide, which would be the targets, then please, you know, reach out to your engagement manager and they'll do their best to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi there, Jim Prendergast. I would give a two thumbs up endorsement to anybody who has not attended the roadshow to try and get to it. You not only learn from ICANN staff, the highly interactive nature of it means that you also learn from the people at your table, probably folks who have already gone through it. So there's a lot of that that goes on. So it's a really good experience. Now turning back around. Wanted to give you a heads up. This morning in the compliance session, there was a discussion about creating a checklist for registry operators and all the things they need to be doing from a compliance standpoint, especially with an eye towards folks who are not used to dealing with ICANN, like the brand registries, who will get varying levels of support from their back-end registry operator. So flagging it for you to sort of work across the organization, making sure that the registry services team is working in conjunction with compliance to make that user-friendly.
Thanks for the suggestion, Jim, and the plug.
Rubinsky, I have a question about contract assignment. What's currently ICANN thinking on changing of registry service provider when the registry operator stays the same legal entity, but the technical infrastructure moves from one structure to another, if that's a contract assignment or not, and how is going to be handled?
That would be considered an assignment request. So I believe in one of the previous slides, indirect or direct change of control to the registry operator, and I think they did say...
It's not a change of control.
It's a change in your RSP, correct?
Yes, it's a contractor. Say, I'm currently outsourcing technical infrastructure to someone,
yes,
and now I'm outsourcing to a different one.
So that would be a change to your backend, which is a material subcontracting arrangement, and that is defined under or as an assignment per section 7.5 of the agreement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Do we have questions in the chat? No. Wait, any other questions? Can I channel Akram and say I must have been clear and concise? Okay, well, thank you all very much for coming, and please feel free to let us know how we can help you.